It's Tuesday, August 9th, 2022. I'm J. Samuel Deal, and this is the Hidden Node, Dog Days of Podcasting Edition. Today we're visiting the Key Fob, an NPC designed for sci-fi exploration, possibly in hotels, possibly on security sites, who knows? The token buzzed again. Little vibrations as the party made their way down the corridor. The buzzing intensified as they came upon a small lip in the metal wall. There was a sliver of light along the token's room. A click from inside the wall, and then the secret passage slid open. The lead nodded towards the opening, but the crew hesitated. This felt too direct, too focused of guidance. The token could feel their concern and shifted its light, relying on color theory and sensories of xenobehavioral studies to try and soothe. They could trust it. It was their waykeeper. It could unlock all the doors if they but obeyed. The Key Fob takes many shapes. High-tech pieces of metal with adjustable teeth, coins with powerful wireless signals, tokens and fobs to plug into terminals and ports. But its purpose remains the same, to complete itself, gain full access, and control the system it was built to administrate. The party, the guards, the invading space plague, it doesn't matter to the Key Fob. Someone must carry it place to place, and any hand will do. It is a thinking machine, a being with purpose and design and task. But it is singularly focused on perfecting what it sees as its existence's goal. Perfect access to all parts of the host it is assigned. It does not want to leave this place, nor does it want others to depart either. This belief in becoming whole drives all others. In these veins, it can be negotiated with, manipulated, and guided. So long as it believes the new task will aid it with becoming whole. In sci-fi, it's the sole remaining access token to the derelict space station, a digital guide with no words to speak. In fantasy, it's the spirit of the dungeon, a wisp that can learn the magic words to step through the necromancer's wards. In mythos, it's a piece of the god that haunts this castle, and the party will not see the sun again, lest they make it whole. Singularly minded, it will seek to use others to keep it as the sole omni-token for the facility. Deviation must not be permitted. No one must leave. Admittedly, this is a little bit of a potential villain NPC. Very situational, very place-based character. It's one of those things where if the party's not paying attention, they can be empowering their own downfall because this token seeks to perfect itself, to give itself ultimate access. And as the party works their way through a facility, gaining new access, upgrading this token, it seems like it's helpful to them. But really, they're building up the strength to the ultimate antagonist of the location. A little twist on that. NPC ally becomes NPC villain. That's a fun time. The audio portion of this episode is shared on a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 International License. Sounds and music are provided by Sirenscape's Flooded Cavern sound set. Please see the website for individual song and sound usage. The text for this episode is shared under Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License. Have a good time with the character, and let me know if you use them for something. Until tomorrow, bye-bye.